providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second half of KER. No more politics. Now it's called KER. I'm going to devote the entire second half of the show to discussion with perhaps one of my best friends, Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. We're going to talk a little bit about the conventional markets. We're going to talk about what we think people have to look forward to if, in fact, President-elect Biden becomes President Biden. By the way, at this point in time, just a personal opinion, Doc may not share it, and it really is irrelevant, and that is that I don't think Biden's going to get to become President Biden. Since we've got Sidney Powell on the offense against the Democrats, I know quite a bit about Sidney Powell. I read her book, License to Lie. I would not want to be an enemy of hers. Doc, rather than opine on that, I want to talk a little bit about the markets. Now, on Thursday, the Dow superseded the $30,000 level, which is the first time in history, obviously. Trump took a bit of credit for that, and I think that that credit was probably deserved. I think I would have to say that I disagree with people saying the market has been very strong because of people knowledgeable of the fact that Trump is no longer going to be president. What are you looking for? And I don't want any political opinions from you at all. I want to know about the market. I happen to be very, very invested into the in the conventional markets right now. Before, I was very, very invested in the junior resource market. I plan to go back into that. But let's talk about the conventional market first. Doc, what do you think? Positive, negative, or indifferent for 2021?
I think for 2021, I think I'm going to be negative. I think the rest of the year, you know, we're going to have a good feel rally. I don't think we have a lot more on the upside, but I think it pulls back then. And I think January is going to be a very important month for this market. And as far as it being Trump's market, it absolutely is his market because he made some significant changes globally for this country as far as his trade policies and as far as his undoing of NAFTA and his deals that he's made around the world to bring jobs back to the United States. That is significant. And by closing down the border, I think that's significant. And because it gives a leg up for the unskilled worker in this country. Everything he's done has really been America first. And I think if he remains president, the odds are pretty good. He may be able to do a lot more, but the difficulty here, in my opinion, is money printing. The markets, you can get asset appreciation only for so long until you're going to have a blow off. And it's hard to say when that's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2021, regardless of whoever is president.
You know, look, I just want to make one opinion on that. I have been in your corner for a long time, but being the gold bug that I was beginning in roughly 2000, that was 21 years ago, I was a big-time investor in the resource market. I was a big-time advocate of gold. I spoke at the GATA convention in Washington, D.C., et cetera, et cetera. Now, the one thing that I want to say is since I retired from talking about markets on this particular program, which is over and done with, by the way, I will be continuing to talk about markets in the future. But since I retired, I just threw my hands up in the air and gave all of our money to Wells Fargo and said, do what you will. I don't want to even worry about it anymore. We have not done all that well, but we also haven't done all that poorly in terms of the conventional markets heretofore. We're down probably, I'd say probably 10 to 15%. And I consider that over the past couple of years, year, whatever. I consider that to be okay in terms of the conventional markets. I'd like you to opine on that if you would, Doc.
Yeah, and the problem with the conventional markets, Al, is the damage that's being done in this country from the COVID restrictions and
yeah.
some of those sectors that are really getting hit hard. And we've had a bounce back, and the question is, what happens when we get back to what some people call normalcy, which, in my opinion, won't happen until the second half of next year. I think the virus may peter out by itself, even though they'll have vaccinations and attribute it to the vaccinations. But you're not going to see it before the first half of next year. Because it's going to take a while for them to get the vaccinations up and running. Now, having said that, I'm going forward very positive on the resource sector and gold and silver going forward. And I say this based on the unquenchable need in the future to print money, whether it's fiscally or monetarily, and they're going to keep interest rates down. There is no way they can change policy dramatically to try to become fiscally responsible. It would be catastrophic, not only for this country, but the globe. And having said that as well, is if they're going to be printing money, when you look at the gold to monetary base ratio, it's never been lower. And it's right at the bottom of the graph as it relates to 100 years, and it's going to have to catch up. And that's why, in my opinion, gold is still the place to be going forward. I think it's going to outperform the conventional markets, which it has been for a number of years, until people become fiscally responsible again.
I don't know about that fiscal responsibility concept. The reason I say that is I have been a big player in the precious metals markets, quite frankly, since about 1999. I've been tooting my horn, basically talking about the debt situation in the United States, the debt situation in the U.S., regardless of where the markets are right now, is even almost worse than it was back at the turn of the century. Consumer debt is huge, and the government debt is basically, as of the last quarter, is at an all-time high. When do you think, Doc, people are going to wise up and realize that the emperor isn't wearing any clothes? Got to warn you about one thing. We've only got about a minute left here before we have to take a commercial break. Dr. Postma, go ahead.
Well, the problem is most people are clueless, Al, and they always have been clueless, and they will remain clueless as regards a monetary policy in this country. And they'll get a clue when the dollar decelerates and it actually plunges. That's when they're going to get a clue. And when we finally have the ravages of inflation, which will happen again, but nobody knows when, and that's what's going to really tell the story.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, my opinion on that, and then we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we're going to get back to the doctor is in. Let me just say this. I think the thing that the U.S. economy needs to be afraid of is the fact that China is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. The numbers for Chinese GDP growth in the most recent period were not all that bad. They were not negative, as they have been occasionally in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, the gal's going to be right back with Dr. Richard Postma. We're going to continue talking about conventional markets. Would I get your opinions on this also, by the way? Stick around.